afternoon. It's 3 o'clock, and you are tuned in to KTOO News in Juneau here on Thursday, the 26th of July, the year 2012. Jeff Brown with you here on a Juneau afternoon. Today we'll be talking with Joan Deering about the Bike Blender Smoothie Contest. Kimberly Vaughn will be here with an update on Saturday's Frank Meyer Marathons. And Nancy Journey will be here to give us the rundown on art happenings in the capital city during Arts Up. That Writer's Almanac, music, and more today on a Juneau afternoon. Weather forecast for tonight, increasing clouds with a chance of rain later on. Low temperatures around 55 degrees. Forecast for Friday, mostly cloudy skies with a chance of rain and high temperatures around 64 degrees. Forecast for Saturday, mostly cloudy skies with a slight chance of rain and high temperatures around 61 degrees.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.
This is National Native News. I'm Jacqueline Estes, sitting in for Antonia Gonzalez. In southwest Alaska, the Association of Village Council Presidents has asked the governor for clemency for dozens of Yupik fishermen cited for fishing during a subsistence fishing closure. The organization's CEO, Myron Nanning, told KYUK the fishermen were acting out of desperation for getting enough food for the winter in a time of high gas and heating fuel costs. The cases are making their way through the courts, and Governor Sean Parnell says he won't interfere in the prosecutorial process. He did declare a disaster for the Yukon and Kuskokwim Rivers area due to the lack of fish. King salmon returns are at record lows in rivers across Alaska. The National Chief of the Assembly of First Nations is pushing to get a bigger share of Canada's resources for his people. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, the battleground is a meeting of Canada's premiers being held in Nova Scotia.
Newly re-elected National Chief Sean Atleo was quick to counter past criticisms that he was too cozy with Canada's governments on contentious issues. He has always said that First Nations people need to get a fair share of resource revenues, and he wants Canada's premiers to recognize that his people are full and equal partners in the development of those resources.
And if they choose not to come in good faith, we will continue in the courts as we are right now, over 100 court cases, ensuring that our rights are protected. We will challenge the government at the Canadian Human Rights Commission as we are on child welfare. And we will go to the United Nations, to the Committee on the Elimination of Racial Discrimination, as we have done.
Atleo and other Native leaders met with the premiers in Lunenburg, Nova Scotia. Those premiers are involved in their own squabble over resources. But Atleo says the premiers don't need to come up with their own strategy first before acknowledging that First Nations have the right to a say and a share in the wealth that comes from resources. He says First Nations must be consulted about development plans. Last week, First Nations chiefs said they will insist on a bigger role in resource sharing, either through negotiations with governments, court action, or through protests or blockades. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
Reservations on the Great Plains are having a difficult summer. The region has been going through a severe drought, and at least one reservation has lost thousands of acres to wildfires. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Gary Ellenbolt reports.
Firefighters have worked to control the Longhorn Complex on the Rosebud Indian Reservation for about a week. Lightning caused four fires on the reservation in south-central South Dakota. Those blazes have since merged into two fires. At midweek, more than 40,000 acres had burned. The fires led to evacuations and closed BIA highways. Wildfires are just one result of a hot, dry summer on the plains, a region that struggled with flooding just a year ago. Some areas have had less than 1/100th of an inch of rain this month, and corn crops are beginning to wither from the lack of moisture and temperatures that have approached 110 degrees in some areas. Corn is pollinating across the region and needs immediate steady rains to survive. Weather experts say soybeans can take a little more heat and dryness before those plants begin to suffer as well. For National Native News, I'm Gary Ellenbolt.
On this date in 2011, the Wyandot Nation in Oklahoma sued the Secretary of Interior for failing to act on its application to place some of its land in trust. The tribe plans to build its second casino on 10.5 acres of Kansas land. The state of Kansas was allowed to intervene in the case, in part because it says it would lose $23 million a year from state-run casinos if the Wyandotte Casino goes forward. This month, a judge asked the Department of Interior and the state of Kansas for materials on how a recent U.S. Supreme Court court ruling will affect the Wyandot case. For National Native News, I'm Jacqueline Estes.
National Native News is produced at the Annenberg National Native Voice Studios in Albuquerque, New Mexico, by Kawanic Broadcast Corporation. Funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Annenberg Foundation, the Ford Foundation, and the Nathan Cummings Foundation.
With funding from ConocoPhillips, Alaska's oil and gas company. And by the law firm of Sanosky, Chambers, Saxe, Miller, and Munson, advocating Native American interests throughout the United States, with offices in New Mexico, California, Alaska, and Washington, D.C. Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.
Time is just about 3:06, and you are tuned to KTOO News in Juneau here on a Juneau afternoon, where our first guest is Joan Deering from the Paradise Cafe. Here to talk about a bike blender smoothie contest, which is going on tomorrow at Paradise. Joan, thank you very much for coming down the station today.
Jeff, thank you for being the first person to ask me to come to the station. I'm pretty thrilled to be here with you.
So there's a contest that's going on tomorrow night. Well, first, what is a bike blender smoothie?
A bike blender smoothie is a blender mounted on the back of a bicycle with a arm that comes down to the pedal, and that arm rotates when you pedal the bicycle and makes the smoothie blade go around, and you blend your drink.
And what's in the smoothie?
Well, could be. I'm hoping that people will come with really interesting ingredients. At Paradise, we make them with mixed berries, mixed frozen berries, a banana, marionberries, blueberries, raspberries, strawberry, and then we put in either the liquid would be orange juice, apple juice, cranberry juice, whatever you might have as a juice, or that's our basic smoothie. But I'm kind of thinking that I'm going to find some interesting combinations from people who bring their ingredients and show us what they make.
So the idea of the contest is to have the participants bring their own smoothie ingredients and smooth off, I guess.
Good one, Jeff. Yeah, they could smooth off is right. They pour their ingredients into the blender, put the lid on, hop onto the bicycle, and pedal like you were pedaling off to a race, I think, is the way that I see how we've, you know, tested it out. And the faster you blend, the faster your smoothie will be ready. Or if you want to go a slow bike ride, it'll just take a little bit longer. And pour it out into glasses. We'll have some small glasses around, and we can have our panel of judges who have all been handpicked from very special people in the community. And they will make some decisions as to looking at the smoothie for, first of all, originality in goodies that they've put into it. Taste would be a big one. What was the other one we said? We said for sure presentation, because it's always nice to have something presented to you in a unique way. And then speed of blending. We were thinking that the faster you go, but maybe not. Maybe a slow speed will be a winner. Who knows? It's just fun, Jeff.
I guess it depends on the consistency of the ingredients that go in.
That could be true, too. If you have a carrot, maybe, and some celery, maybe that's going to be a little bit harder than a berry and whatnot.
Who are the judges?
There is going to be a judge from the Harley-Davidson company, and they also are going to bring a bike over, one of their bikes, but I don't think we'll be blending any drinks on that. Although I can imagine they could come up with some good blended drinks.
Wouldn't take long.
No, it wouldn't at all. And let's see, who else do we have? We have a gentleman from the mine, the Kensington Mine is going to be a judge, and Chris Clark from Our Man on the Hill. And two adorable little kids with their bicycles are going to come and taste everything, too. So we kind of got it a little diverse group.
And this is a fundraiser.
It is a fundraiser. If you don't have $10 to donate to the charitable donation that I'm asking for, that's quite all right. It's not about that. But if you do have $10 to donate, I would personally like it to be put towards our dear friend of ours who contracted a terrible flesh-eating virus bacteria several weeks ago, and his name is Reuben, and his lovely wife Anna, who had the Latino's restaurant and the Universal Electronics in Juneau for quite a few years, about 8 years, I think. They have an account set up at Wells Fargo, even if you can't come to our event. I know anything would be appreciated.
Where did the idea of a bike blender smoothie come from?
Okay. About 2 months ago, our great internet Facebook, I saw that Memphis was having a bike week, and my daughter Lana lives in Memphis, and they had a bike to work week, and one of the events were these bike blenders, and she sent a great picture that was in their local newspaper of her blending a drink in one of the parks in downtown Memphis. And I said, oh my gosh, that is such a cool idea. I'm going to look it up. I had no idea about what the name of the company was, but I just, of course, thank goodness for Google and all our internet services, that I Googled bike blender. And I came up with a company in Berkeley, California called Rock the Bike. And they are a group of young people who have retrofitted blenders to work off the grid on a pedal, on a pedaling power. And they're using all materials from the U.S. and ingenuity from the U.S. And they're putting these bike blenders together. And I've heard in the South, in the other part of the world, that they're quite popular in a lot of fruit, like companies that just make smoothies, all day.
So people need to bring their ingredients. What time tomorrow is it start?
I'm hoping that we'll get going around 5 o'clock. It may take a little bit extra time just to, if there's one person, that's wonderful. If there's 10 people, it might take a little more organization. But I'm going to be ready with the bike and a few goodies that I'm going to make for the party. And rain or shine, if it rains, we'll go inside. And if it doesn't, we'll be outside there till whenever the last contestant has finished putting their goodies in the blender.
Well, they taste all as good as the sample you gave us here at the station. That was very good.
Well, I know. I can't see how it could be wrong. Unless, somebody did a banana bacon or something, but who knows? I mean, there could be a taste bud for that.
Food lumps.
Pardon?
Food lumps.
Yeah, chunks. You just have to blend it a little bit more.
Will you be supplying ingredients in case people don't bring their own?
I could surely, of course, I don't really want to do that. I'm encouraging people to bring their ideas and make their commitment, but if somebody wanted to try it out, of course, I'm going to have a few ingredients that they can try.
Maybe they could buy those for an additional amount.
Maybe they could. Maybe they could. I definitely am going to have goodies to give away, and there are going to be a few little prizes. We've got prizes from Paradise, of course. We've got our new cookbook, and maybe I should buy some of these real Alaskan magazines that Jeff Brown puts together to give out as awards. And I've also got a couple of tickets to the Nickelodeon Theater, and just fun little things to give away to those who have come and participated.
And that starts again at the Paradise Cafe about 5:30?
5 o'clock. Let's be there.
All right, Joan Deering, anything you'd like to add I might have forgotten to ask?
Phew, gosh. No, Jeff, I'm just really glad to be here with you.
And before we let you go, tell us about the cookbook.
Well, the cookbook's been something that Sarah Asper-Smith and Lou Logan and the Lucid Reverie boys have been taking pictures of all my little goodies over the years. And because this is our Paradise's last year in that location, I figured I better put out a little 10-year anniversary cookbook. So it's 36 pages of cookies, pizzas, our chicken curry wrap recipe is in there with great pictures and stories and pictures of people who've been in and out of Paradise over the years.
Now, if people don't know where Paradise is, could you educate them, please?
Well, it's at 245 Marine Way across from the Marine Park, next door to Harley-Davidson, above us is Kodiak Coats, Bridget Milligan, and around the corner is their new shop, Adorn, right beside the Marine View apartment buildings. That's kind of our great little neighborhood.
It all starts tomorrow at 5 o'clock, the Bike Blender Smoothie Contest. June Deering, thank you so much for coming on the station today.
Yes, thank you, Jeff.
Sitting at the counter with the menu in my hand, I saw what was behind it, I hit a grand slam. I saw my soda fountain, baby.
Soda fountain, baby.
Soda fountain, baby.
Soda fountain, baby.
I saw the girl who keeps the ice cream, and I thought it was free for her. She asked me,
can I help you? What flavor would you like?
Just the way she said it got me higher than a kite. I saw my soda fountain, baby.
Soda fountain, baby.
My soda jerkin', baby. By the time she brought my Sunday, I could not eat a bite. I let it drip all over and stirred with all my might. My milkshake mama,
my milkshake mama,
my milkshake mama,
my milkshake mama.
I paid my check, I wondered, heck, would she ever call me dear? I saw the girl who keeps the ice cream, and I thought it'd be for her. Married and had a bunch of little jerks. That's so jerk, mama.
So jerk, mama.
Milkshake, mama.
Milkshake, mama.
I'm the girl who keeps the ice cream.
And now that is free for her. Next time you're hungry, take my advice and try to go to town. It could be just a night. It could be just a night. It could be just a night.
Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks, recorded live on the Flip Wilson Radio Show, I think from the 70s. Time is 3:18 and you are tuned in to KTOO News in Juneau here on a Juneau afternoon, where our next guest is Kimberly Vaughn, here to talk about the Frank Meyer Marathons. Kimberly, thank you very much for braving the weather outside and come up in the station.
Thank you. Yeah, it's beautiful out there.
It's not just one marathon, but two marathons.
There is. There's the Frank Meyer Marathon, which is 26.2 miles. And first time this year, we have a Desi Marathon named the Jackson Fraction, which is 2.62 miles. And that's going to be a really exciting race.
And things have been going very well in the registration department?
They have been going exceedingly well. We have right now pre-registration, 115 half marathons, 70 people registered to do the full marathon, which is the most we've ever had registered in the 4 years that Brian and I have been race directors.
Now, the pre-registration ended last night, but people can still register?
Yes. If you show up, we have a packet pickup tonight at the Nugget Mall from right outside Nugget Alaska Outfitters from 5 to 6:30 tonight, and you can register there. Or tomorrow, we'll be at Gold Belt Hotel from the same time, 5 to 6:30, and you can register there as well. And along with at race day, about 30 minutes before race start is when registration will close.
And it's on Saturday?
It's Saturday, down at Savico Park, Sandy Beach area.
Could you describe the difficult-to-remember route? Could you describe the route, please?
The route for the Desi Marathon goes out to about Vista court drive there, and the full marathon goes all the way out to Fault Fowler Point. They turn around and come on back.
And your packet pickup is tonight and also tomorrow?
Tomorrow, tonight at Nugget Mall and tomorrow at Gold Belt Hotel.
Is there a cost for doing the marathons?
There is. The marathon is $45, the half marathon is $25, and the Desi Marathon is $22. There's finisher medals for all three races, and there are trophies for the Frank Meyer Marathon and the Douglas Island Half Marathon.
And Kimberly, on anything else you'd like to bring up? Yeah.
Well, we have some great T-shirts, individual T-shirts for both races. So we have the Jackson Fraction T-shirts for the Desi and then the Frank Meyer T-shirts for the full-size marathon. And one other thing is when you pick up your packets, the next couple of days we have some little morsels of goodness that one of our sponsors, the Alaska Fudge Company, has donated that we'll be giving out. And some of our other sponsors, there's really two keys to making this race happen, and that's our volunteers and our sponsors. And our sponsors are Valley Medical, GU, JRC, Commercial Sign and Printing, Home Depot, McDonald's, Tyler Rental, MRV Architect, the Alaska Fudge Company, Nugget Alaska Outfitters, J.M. Walsh Company, U-Haul, and our newest sponsor this year is the Alaska Glacier Seafoods.
Tell me who Frank Meyer was.
Frank Meyer was a gentleman in the community, very active with youth activities, especially I think with the sports, and he was really into the marathon here in Juneau back when Parks and Rec was actually having a marathon every year.
He passed away a few years ago?
Yes, I don't remember the exact year that that happened. That was before I had ever moved to Juneau. But Judy Meyer is going to be passing out the finisher medals to all the runners, along with a couple of the grandkids, and so it'll be really great to see her.
And Kimberly Vaughn, thank you so much for coming down the station. Again, those registration
packet pickups tonight at Nugget Alaska Outfitters at the Nugget Mall between 5 and 6:30, and Gold Belt Hotel 5 to 6:30 tomorrow night.
And can people register online still?
No, that has closed, just in person or on race day.
And Kimberly Vaughn, thank you for coming by.
Thank you.
Things we've done together, oh, while our hearts were young. I'm a walking in the rain, tears are falling and I feel a pain, wishing you were here by me to end this misery. And
I'm City Manager Kim Kiefer. And I'm Mayor Bruce Patello.
We're here to remind you it's time to think about safety for you and our bears.
Don't forget to keep your garbage in your garage or another bear-resistant enclosure until 4 a.m. on pickup day.
Failure to follow the law could mean a $50 fine, and that's just for the first offense.
In short, secure garbage means safety and savings. Learn more at juno.org/bears today.
juno.org/bears today.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 26th of July, 2012. It's the birthday of the writer Aldous Huxley, born Surrey, England, 1894. He was the grandson of Thomas Henry Huxley, one of the great scientists of the previous century, a man who helped popularize Darwin's theory of evolution. Aldous Huxley considered becoming a scientist too, but when he was 17, he came down with an eye disease which rendered him almost blind, and that made scientific research impossible, so he decided to be a writer. Wrote his first novel in the months after he lost his eyesight. He typed the whole thing without even being able to see what he was typing, and he never read it. His first successful novel was Point Counterpoint, about a group of artists and intellectuals who don't realize that one of the men in their company is a fascist revolutionary. After that, he thought he would write something light, something about what the future might be like, and he wrote Brave New World, came out in 1932, a book about a future in which most human beings are born in test tube factories. They're genetically engineered to belong to one of five different castes, alphas, betas, gammas, deltas, or epsilons. People keep themselves happy by taking a drug called Soma. It was one of the first novels to predict the future of genetic engineering. And it's the birthday of George Bernard Shaw, born Dublin, 1856, who wrote more than 50 plays, including Man and Superman, Major Barbara, Pygmalion, and St. Joan. Died at the age of 94 after breaking his hip when he fell off a ladder from pruning one of his trees. On the night before he died, knowing he was going to die, he said to a friend, "Well, it'll be a new experience anyway." Here's a poem for today by Walt MacDonald, Swaggering to the Flight Line. Out of cram sessions in the bar, we practiced crashing after midnight. Emergency steps we drilled until we could fly blindfolded, stumbling upstairs of the barracks. We turned unnatural acts around in our minds, spins and loops we would have to do perfect alone. Out of bachelor bunks, out of accident reports and training films, we swaggered to the flight line, living on flames in the belly of jets, 5,000 pounds of thrust. Wings and three good friends sustained us, men we would die for, table mates, straining to take the IP's brain and luck and make them ours, aping his stride, the cock of his flight cap. No coach ever drove us like that brash instructor pilot, almost a god, a man with wings and battle ribbons and touch on controls we coveted. One by one, he launched us solo in December skies he owned, cold wind whipping the ramp when I strapped in and taxied out without his breath in my headset. Exciting silence. Nothing but these two fists to save me. The runway thudding faster and faster and falling away. The moon floating up from Savannah. The force in my hand, massive, banking with blazing power. Out of traffic, climbing through baffling darkness into the splendor of stars. A poem by Walt MacDonald, Swaggering to the Flight Line, from his collection All Occasions, published by University of Notre Dame Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vedder, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a lot of things. It's funny, it's informative, but mainly, it's heartwarming.
Oh, how special would that be?
Very special, Dr. Phil. Very special.
I'm Peter Sagal. You know in your heart we're telling you the truth. Join us for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the news quiz from NPR.
Saturday mornings at 11 o'clock on KTO News.
Time is 3:30 and you are tuned to KTO News in Juneau here on a June afternoon. Reminder that if you're a pet owner, especially a dog owner, do please, please, please do not keep your dog in a sealed-up car. The animal control officers have been spending their time rescuing pets who've been kept inside cars for about 134 degrees, which is not good for dogs and other living creatures. Here's something new that just came into the station.
Getting to the point where I'm no fun anymore. I am sorry. Sometimes it hurts so badly I must cry out loud that I am lonely. I am yours, you are mine. You are what you are. You make it hard. Remember what we've said and done and felt about each other. Oh, babe, have mercy. Don't let the past remind us of what we are not now. I am not dreaming. I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are. You make it hard. Tearing your cigarette away. You are free, and I am crying. This does not mean I don't love you. I do. That's forever. Yes, and forever. Always. I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are. You make it hard. Something inside is telling me that I've got your secret.
Are you still listening?
Fear is the lock and laughter the key to your heart.
Yes, and I love you.
I am yours, you are mine. You are what you are.
You make it
hard.
Yes, and you make it
hard.
Lord, and you make it
hard.
Yes, and you make it
hard.
gets better, oh. Sing the song, don't be long, thrill me to the marrow. Voices of the angels ring around the moonlight, asking me since she's so free, how can you catch a sparrow? Lacy looking leery, losing love like energy.
Change my life, make it right, be my lady.
There's no tomorrow at this year's Southeast Alaska State Fair, with incredible headliners like reggae artist Clinton Farron and the Boogie Brown Band. Move your feet to Bluegrass Americana with Larry and his Blast. Rockin' Saturday night is six-string guitar virtuoso Eric McFadden. Before you get your groove on, you will be mesmerized as circus art becomes high art with pendulum aerial art. Just a taste of what to expect at this year's Southeast Alaska State Fair, July 26th through the 29th. For a full lineup of entertainment, visit seakfair.org.
Betsy Grant from a new CD that just arrived at the station entitled Mirror of Soul.
Aubrey, el nuevo sabro, mi lindo amor. Aubrey, el nuevo sabro.
Time is 3:49, and you are tuned in to KTUO News. And you know that was the Judah and the High Dukes, and also before that, the La Rodinella. In the studio with us now is Nancy DeTourney from the Juneau Arts and Humanities Council, here to talk about things going on in our community.
And there's a lot of them.
Lots of stuff.
I almost got distracted coming across the street in this fabulous weather, however.
Good thing you didn't. I would have had to play more and more music.
You'd have to keep playing music. That couldn't be too bad. All right, so let's see here. So we've got a few things going on. The State Fair, of course, is the big news up in Haines for this week. Starts on Thursday. Actually, I guess it starts today. But
today it does.
Yeah, today is Thursday. How did that happen? Okay, but here in town, at 8 p.m., there's an Old Hollywood Gala at the Rendezvous. Bring your friends and join us for dancing and old school drinks. Wear your best Rat Pack attire and pay as you can, and the proceeds will benefit the local film production Pelican 2085, which is something that Patty Kalbrenner is working on, as well as a few other people. So it sounds like a lot of fun, and I don't know about you, but my best Rat Pack attire is kind of ratty, so off we go.
Yeah, we can fit right in.
Yeah, they won't notice. Friday, Friday is actually the Juneau Arts and Humanities Council 39th birthday.
Let me be the first to wish you a happy birthday.
We're going to have a special concerts in the park with birthday cake that's being baked by all sorts of wonderful people from around town. And
you mean birthday cakes?
Multiple cakes. There will be birthday cakes. Yeah, there will be all that, and you should come. The performers are going to be Musical Moments, which is a classical flute and guitar duo, the Empty Oil Barrel Band, which is always loads of fun, and Full Circle. If it's raining, and it certainly wouldn't rain on our birthday party, would it? We'll do it at the Jack. The other things that will be going on is, as a special gift, you can get 39% off any tickets to our coming season, which we've just posted, and you can sign up for your volunteer moment slots that you want at the different events that we're going to be doing. So come on down and have a big party, have some cake, get signed up, get your concert tickets. It'll be wonderful. And then up on the tram, Tom Loker is playing in the Timberline Bar and Grill on the tramway, and Dan Hobson at 7 o'clock at the Gold Room at the Baranoff. At 8:30, Juno's City Limits at G.W. Teal's out at the Mendenhall Mall, so go on out there. There at 9 p.m., Holy Chupacabra. I don't think I said that right. Chupacabra. Costume party at Rockwell, the artist formerly known as Latinos, formerly known as the Old Elks Club, formerly known as who knows what, but there it's changed, and it's doing great things, and it's a costume party. There's a DJ lineup of all sorts of different folks, and I'm not sure how late this will go, but it's going to be fun. Also at 9 o'clock, there's a Pork Fest down at the Rendezvous. This is a benefit concert. The Bad Tenants are performing. The proceeds go to the building and maintenance of pig farms in Uganda via groundwork opportunities. So it sounds like there's lots of fun to be had in the downtown area tomorrow evening, starting at 9.
And you didn't mention the smoothie contest at the Paradise Cafe.
Did I know about it? Guess not. Smoothie contest.
5 o'clock. Bring your own ingredients and play for prizes by blending them and riding a bicycle at the same time, which is a unique setup they've got there. You bicycle and you blend at the same time, and you enter a contest for $10.
Is your bicycling causing the electricity that makes the blender go?
No, it's direct.
Mm-hmm. All righty, then.
It powers the blade.
So while you're down at concerts in the park, you can probably watch some of this because they're right across the street, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so lots of stuff. Just come on out and have a wonderful time Friday night. And then on Saturday at 10 a.m., the Canvas has Heroes and Villains class. This is a drawing class. Also at 10 o'clock in the morning, they're asking that you register for that, 586-1750. They also have an advanced drawing class at 2 p.m. Also, you should register for that. At 7 p.m., Dan's over at the Gold Belt, and Tom and Wayne are up at the Timberline Lodge at 5:30. We have a special event here in town on Saturday night, one night only. Maud Carousel, this is Seneca Harper, who used to live here in town, is offering a boylesque group. They're performing Wham Bam Kaboom at Perseverance Theater. There'll be a bar provided by the Rendezvous. It's $15 in advance. They have two showings, one at 7:30 and one at 10:30, and you can get tickets at Hearthside Books, The Jack, and online.
So. And if you need more information about this, they'll be on the show tomorrow at 3.
It sounds like a lot of fun. And then really late at night, midnight, after the 10:30 performance, there will be an after party with DJ Manu at the Rendezvous. So if you didn't have enough fun earlier in the day, you can keep on going. And then on Sunday, there's at noon from 12 to 4, is the Sunday Market. And there will be music. I can't remember who's playing. But, again, we'll be offering the 39% off on our concert tickets if you come to the concert, to the market to purchase them. So, and that offer is going to be only good this weekend. So if you're interested in any of our concerts, and already Ladysmith Black Bombazo has been selling tickets. I posted it on Facebook and 2 minutes later tickets began to sell. So, and that's not until March. I'm just saying that as a cautionary tale. So. Okay, let's see. At 7 p.m., the North Star Music Academy's Cabaret out at the Seventh-day Adventist School. I think this is their first one, and it's a benefit for Aplastic Anemia and MDS Foundation. And there's a suggested donation. For more information, you can check our website or call 500-7455. On Monday, it is Alaska National Guard Day. This has been declared so by the legislature. There will be a Alaska National Guard celebration picnic at Sandy Beach, and we're going to have the Jack open for the whole day as sort of a reception for folks who might have served at the Armory when it was the Armory can come and see what it's doing today. So you were in the Guard? No, you were in the Coast Guard.
Coast Guard.
You were in the Coast Guard. Okay. Well, anyway, you're welcome to come over. It'll be an open house for everyone to say thanks to
our... Are you going to watch the 39 Steps?
I don't know. When is the 39 Steps?
It's an Alfred Hitchcock movie. It seems like you should be running that during your birthday celebration.
You are right. We should be doing that. I like that movie, and we should read the book.
Play was good, too, that the Perseverance Theater did.
It was fabulous. I really enjoyed the whole thing. And I like the music, too. So there you have it. Everything about 39 is wonderful. We'll just be 39 for a while.
You and Jack Benny.
Mm. Next year, of course, will be our 40th, and so big things will happen, too. Let's see. Tuesday, there's a teen council event out at Nugget Mall at 11:30 in the morning. There are some good movies showing all over town. The Goldtown's got something called The Illusionist.
That's great.
It's great. You've seen it?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. And let's see, we've got hula dance classes on Wednesday at 6 p.m. There is a Window Between Worlds Women's Art Support Group at AWARE on Wednesday evenings. On Thursday, the Saga Eagle Valley Center presents a challenge course facilitator training level 1. Sign up to register for this, 723-1547. It starts at 9 in the morning. And the Jump Film Festival starts on Thursday at 7 p.m. This will be happening at the Goldtown Nickelodeon. It's a film festival of locally made shorts, free tickets. You get them at the Alaska Robotics Gallery, which is right downtown. So it's a kind of a slower week than some, but there's certainly things to be done, I have to say. So.
And if you need more information about these events, check out the Arts Council website at www.jahc.org.
Or you can go to the KTOO. .org.
Anthony Journey, thank you for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
Time is just about 4 o'clock. You are tuned to KTOO News in Juneau. We broadcast at 104.3 FM in downtown Juneau and Douglas. KTOO also broadcasts on these translators. In the Valley and Auk Bay area, tuned to K276 AF at 103.1. Lemon and Schweitzer Creek, K269AO at 101.7. Gustavus listens on K201 AM 88.1, K220BT Service Hunda at 91.9, and Excursion Inlet and Icy Strait here, KTOO on K210AS 89.9. Or also online at www.ktoo.org. Tomorrow at 3 o'clock on a June afternoon, Pat Moore will be your host. He'll get the details about Saturday's Mod Carousel performance at Perseverance Theater, and Mac Metcalf will be here to highlight Monday's picnics to celebrate the Alaska National Guard. At Writer's Almanac, music and more tomorrow, actually next, tomorrow at 3 on KTOO News. Weather forecast for tonight, increasing clouds with a slight chance of rain later on, low temperatures around 52 degrees, southeast, southwest winds to 10 miles per hour. Forecast for Friday, chance of rain in the morning, then rain in the afternoon with high temperatures around 64 degrees. Saturday, mostly cloudy skies with a chance of rain and high temperatures around 63 degrees. Looks like Sunday through Monday night is mostly cloudy skies with high temperatures around 63 degrees. Thank you for tuning into June afternoon today. Have a good evening. Enjoy the sun.
Be absolutely at each other's throats, but you know, publicly it's all been pretty, you know, united.
But China's leaders have a real scandal on their hands that's too big to conceal.
It's Thursday, July 26th, and this is All Things Considered from NPR News.